علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the sermon number one, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains certain details with regards to the topic of prophethood. And in one of the discussions, we reached this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, مَأَخُوذًا عَلَى النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقُهُ, that all of the prophets were naturally and essentially obliged to towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we said in summary that this obligation was that all of them naturally and essentially worked and kind of were preparing the societies towards the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and preparing for that final message to come, and they were in that line or in that geared towards that direction. It's a very quick summary, inshallah. Those who want to know more can refer to the previous sessions. Today we'll discuss another phrase where Imam Ali alaihi salam says, "Mashhuratan simatuhu," that his qualities, his signs were famous. Mashhuratan simatuhu. Now, what does that mean, that his signs were famous? Inshallah, we shall discuss in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Mashhuratan simatuhu." That means the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that his signs, his qualities were famous. Mashhur, that means they were widespread, everyone knew, large numbers of people were aware of his signs. Now, simat, when I say mashhuratan simatuhu, that his signs were famous, simat comes from the word sima, basically, which means a sign or something that, you know, points towards another thing. A sima can be referring to also a quality, because the quality of something is a kind of a sign that shows what that person is. Now, these signs were clear and they were famous at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we talk about these signs, we mean there were some signs in his body, physical body, some were there in his character, some were there in the family that he came, some were there in the time and place where he came. There were specific circumstances in which he came, All of these were very famous at the time of the coming, at the time of the coming of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, it was famous amongst the people at that time that the final Prophet is going to come at a specific location. For example, this will be the place he will come. There were some astronomical signs like the presence of certain stars or certain astronomical conditions, which, for example, would be a sign towards his coming. Or if there were other signs in his body, for example, the seal of the prophethood, that was also there on the back of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between the shoulder blades, according to the riwayat that we have. And some had the opportunity to witness this, the seal of the Prophet. In fact, even Imam Ali alayhi salam had the chance to witness the seal of the prophethood and see where exactly it was located. And the way his facial expressions and his face was, that was also discussed. His akhlaq and his moral stature was also discussed by the previous prophets, and the communities were actually aware of how he is, the truthfulness and that sincerity, and his fighting against oppression, and his physical abilities, his mental capacities, all of these different issues, physical and mental, and you can say time-wise, and his moral characteristics were famous at that time. And this is a special thing that we have with regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, in the previous generations, in the previous nations, or rather the groups of people that were connected to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these signs were very clear for them. In fact, the Jews, they actually came close to Mecca because they knew that someone is going to come, and they even built those fortresses and everything in preparation for the coming of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were aware of certain signs, but unfortunately a large group of those Jews, they did not accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they said he is not from the Bani Israel, he's not from the Jewish lineage. And you see, this is unfortunately one reality regarding the Jewish community, and that is that their attention towards their lineage is a bit, extreme. And therefore, sometimes they end up even, as we see at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of them did not accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was not part of the Bani Israel. But of course, a good number of them also accepted Islam, and it shows that there are people amongst the Ahl Kitab, and amongst the Jews and the Christians who are very pure-hearted, and they are prepared to receive the truth. Anyways, Salman Farsi was one of those people who traveled vast distances to find the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, at a certain point in time, he accepted the prophethood of Nabi Isa alaihi salam, and then after that, he became a Muslim. And how he became a Muslim was the same way that when he came to Arabia and he saw how he saw the akhlaq or the moral standing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he dealt with the people, with his enemies, with his friends. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you would go to the mosque and see him, you'd find him seated in a circle with the people, and you'd not be able to distinguish who the Prophet is unless you see his akhlaq and the way he speaks and everything. And Salman Farsi, when he saw all of these different actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a beautiful story with regards to that. You can refer to that. He accepted Islam. So we have these things, inshallah. Of course, for those who want to know more details about the signs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can refer to the relevant books of history, and inshallah benefit from those. I would like to also give my condolences to all of you on the day of Arba'een today, which is the day of the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the plains of Karbala. And all of us Muslims today are in grief when we remember Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. And it is a great honor for us to be able to be his followers and companions and his friends. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه